You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, where we offer you podcasts of the supernatural and the unexplained. Get ready now for Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For almost 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death. And so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. If you've been with me since the beginning, we've been together over 90 weeks, 90. That is approaching 2 years of weekly afterlife conversations. So I know I've said a lot. I want to do something different this episode. Are you ready? I want to do something experiential. So during this episode, there are going to be several times that I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Now, if you're driving your car or if you're out for a walk or on a bicycle, it's not going to hypnotize you and put you to sleep and put you in danger. I ask that you either wait and listen to this episode sometime where you can participate, or you listen and just remain fully alert to what it is you're doing. And then you'll understand these practices. And when you go home, you can practice them. Why do this? Well, any of the classes that I have taken, we need to experience something ourselves before we believe it, so to speak. So there are different things that I have borrowed from different tutors, and I will give them credit here as to where I got them from, but they've helped me along my journey. So I thought they may help you, and I think you'd like them too. I know that we have commercial breaks during this show, so my intent is not to put you in some deep place and then have you be interrupted by commercials. No, it's actually just the opposite. I want you to remain aware the whole time. Now, certainly, like I said, these are things you can practice in the future. And so I find there's some really good opportunities to connect with our soul, connect with our loved ones, connect with our own inner wisdom. And it's when you wake up in the morning or just before you go to sleep at night, or if you have an opportunity to just take some time out for yourself, like a little nap time, so to speak. Not necessarily lying down, because sometimes if we're tired, we fall asleep. It's always good to sit up with your feet on the ground. Any way you do it, it really makes the most sense as long as you do it. Something I experienced this past Sunday that made me think about this episode is there is an hour meditation that I follow every Sunday. It's called Soul Quest from my friends Stephen and Nick and Anne at Banyan Retreat in the UK. You can find it at soulquest.co.uk. There's some nice music videos. Nick leads us into a guided contemplation. There's some words of inspiration we hear, an opening and closing prayer. And it's, for me, a good way on a Sunday to just be connected. It's a way for us to send our healing thoughts into the world, and wherever they are needed, those divine beings can use them and help others. And anytime we offer ourselves for healing, we get back in return. So it's a win-win situation. But during last week's inspiration, I heard something I had never heard before. You have heard me say, no doubt, that the spirit world is all around us. It's not somewhere far out, not past the clouds. It is all around us. I say that mediums and other people who can do things like ESP and remote view, all these things are possible because they're tapping into something that's right here, right now. Somehow, invisibly, we're all connected to energy. We're all connected on the same wavelength. There can be many different kinds of energy that live in the same place at the exact same time. So right here, as I'm recording this, I have the energy of me. I have the energy of light and sound. I can hear my mom's TV in the distance. I've got GPS signals and radio waves and television waves. And really, who knows what else is in this invisible space around us. My laptop is invisibly connected to the internet. These are all different forms of energy, and they're all living at the same place at the very same time. So I say, and many others say as well, that the afterlife is right here, but just after. So I dig the phrase or the term hereafter, because I believe they all are here after. We can't see their vibrating world, but there are times that we can speed up our vibration, so to speak, and they can slow down their vibration, and we can meet in the middle. Why I mention soul quest is because the words of inspiration last week, the gentleman said, put your hand out in front of you. And if you want to do this, go for it, because you'll get what I mean. If you look at your hand right now, it is solid, right? So what happens if you move it really fast in front of you, waving it as fast as you can? Okay, let's all do it right now. Okay, what happened? Well, you can kind of see the hand, right? It is moving so fast, but you can also see right through it, as if it almost becomes invisible. So this was a big aha moment for me, because here we are on Earth in our skin, and we can see our hand. Our loved ones who have departed are that very fast vibrating or waving hand that's moving in front of us. They're very real, but they are moving so fast that we just can't see them. If you take a puddle after a rainstorm and give it a day or two of nice hot weather, it evaporates. Now the puddle is gone, but the water still survives in a different way, right? It's vapor. Also, if you take a log and you burn it, it becomes fire and ash, but the heat from that log still remains. Energy cannot be destroyed. When we depart this physical earth, yes, this flesh and bones we have might get buried or turn to ash or whatever, but we still survive. What I'd like to do today is do some things to raise our vibration and tune into that unseen world. We have one thing working against us, and it's a big thing, and it's our own mind, our own brain, our own thoughts, because our thoughts are never too far away. Whether you believe me or not, if I ask you to quiet your mind for 5 seconds, something will come into your mind. Don't be upset with yourself if thoughts come in, because that's just what happens. The good news is our loved ones use our thoughts, they use our imagination when they communicate with us. The problem that always happens, and I hear it so many times, is I dreamt of my grandmother last night. Oh, that must have just been my imagination. Or I was driving and I really felt like I saw my dad out of the corner of my eye. Oh, that was just my imagination. Well, guess what? That's how they communicate. I have been on plenty of courses with my favorite tutors, Philip Dykes and Carrie McLeod, in our psychic and mediumship class. And everything that comes through just like it's my imagination. When we work in breakout rooms with a partner online, it's almost like an unwritten agreement that when we work with another person in a breakout room, the thoughts that come into our mind, we are going to express because their loved one communicates through us that way. I remember working with a young man, and in my mind, I saw my grandmother sitting in her favorite chair with her favorite magazine, which would be Woman's World, which she picked up weekly, and she would crimp over the pages of all the articles that were interesting to her. When I was working with this young man, I just had to trust that what was coming into my mind was right and not just my imagination. So I said to him, "I've got your grandmother here." He said, "Yes." I said, "She collected Woman's World magazines." He said, "Yes." I said, "She loved to crimp over the corner of the pages." He says, "Yes." And after she died, there were mega piles of Women's World magazines all around the house. And he said, "Yes." So that was a memory of mine that was shown by my grandmother. And that's how they work. And what's also interesting is you must pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, smells, pictures in your mind, just all of your senses, because they communicate through that. And I know when I've had experiences of working with someone in one of our weekly classes, I actually feel like I am that person. So I didn't know this young man very well at all, but you know what I felt? I felt love for him, like real love, love as a grandmother would love their grandson. I was shown in my mind memories of him being small, growing up, things they did together. At that moment, that grandmother had to lower her vibration, however she did it, put these thoughts and pictures and feelings in my mind. And then while I was in that breakout room, I had to raise my vibration and trust that what is coming through is from his grandmother. Now, in every class, we do an exercise called Sitting in the Power, which I'll talk a little bit more about in the next segment. And we are very aware of our surroundings. It's amazing. It takes practice, but every single human being is a soul having a human experience. And so on this episode today, in the next three segments, I want to give you some experiences with your eyes closed of that sitting in the power, of working with your soul and seeing how your imagination works. I want to give you an experience of meeting up with your loved ones. And then I've got one thing I'm not going to tell you about that we're going to do in the last segment. You'll like it. So with that, please stick with me on this ride. Just remember one thing. Your mind is going to tell you that's just my imagination. I'm sorry, but that's what happens. We are human. We can't shut that thing up, but we do the best we can. But I think once we understand the process, you'll be more open to realize some of these things coming into your mind. It isn't just your imagination. It's really them. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/shades.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. Now, be honest, were you waving your hand in front of your face during the commercial? I know I was. I want to get back to what I said before the break, something about sitting in the power. This was a term that was not familiar to me at the beginning of my training. In fact, I had taken a 3-day course in mediumship, and although I had some really great moments that I was accurately telling people about their loved ones, I didn't know that there's a way you can fuel this. And it's called sitting in the power. It's something that the greatest mediums will do to sort of recharge their own battery. You look at your iPad or your mobile phone and you can't use it unless it's charged. The same thing holds true with our spiritual energy. I think the most important thing to get here is that there's no one specific way to do it. There is something called intention. You know, like if you intend on finding a good close-up parking space, and then you do. You intend to build up the power of your own soul. You can use this and intend to help people heal. You can use this to help build your strength and your connection to the afterlife, intending on connecting with loved ones. An absolutely great practice that I like to do just to connect with my own soul. And to be honest with you, I have this prayer to, you can call it God, divine nature, universe, that my power is used however it is most needed. If it is to help me on my journey as a soul, connecting spiritually to others, so be it. If it is to send healing, so be it. Whatever it is, so be it. I am here to serve. And I honestly think when you say, I am here to serve others, magic happens. When you say, I am here to serve myself, not so much. I like to imagine in my belly, there's a teeny tiny white light. And to me, the white light is very similar to the reflection I see of the sun that reflects on the ocean or on a lake. It's super duper duper bright. And I imagine that being the power of my soul. And although my soul, I'm sure, is so much bigger than me, and your soul is so much bigger than you, I like to imagine that this white light is power, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows so bright that it actually starts coming right out of my pores, and it fills the room that I'm in. So with that vision, I simply let go. And of course, thoughts come in. Oh, yeah, they do. And I say, oh, Sandra, just pay attention to your breathing. And I breathe in and I breathe out. And just watch that breathing in and breathing out. And after a while, sometimes I completely zone out. And that's a really good place to be. That is our soul or the unseen world recharging our batteries. There are some times, though, that my mind does not shut up. I cannot get it to quiet. So I say that's okay, and I do the best I can. We are human after all. My friend and tutor of our classes, Scott Milligan, talks about our soul is and where this power is. He says it's wherever you feel love. And I love that he does this because in our Monday classes, he has us imagine that our favorite person that we love the most is around us, or if you are surrounded by a whole bunch of kittens or puppies. If you can, for a moment, think of that, whether it's the puppies or the kittens, but think about where you feel love. If you want to imagine yourself with your favorite person, where do you feel it? Some people feel it in their chest. Some people feel it in their belly. If you can't pinpoint it, it's no problem at all. But Scott says that is the entry point for our soul to communicate and for those in the unseen world to communicate through us. Just something to think about. When you do your visualization with this bright light, wherever you felt love, that might be a place that you imagine that light. Don't get hung up on where it is, or even if you use the bright light. I really think the most important thing is the intention. I often say, I don't know how this works, but I'm here to serve. So I'm going to close my eyes now. I'm going to focus on my breath, and you take over. That's the folks in the unseen world that I'm talking to. Carrie and Phil teach our psychic classes and our mediumship classes and other specialty classes. They are longtime mediums and tutors of mediumship. First, they said, don't think you can connect psychically or mediumistically? Well, here's an exercise that says you can. We're going to use our imagination. So I'm borrowing this and I can hear Carrie in my mind. She would have everyone close their eyes. And if you want to do this, go ahead. Just close your eyes. Now take a few deep breaths. Nothing spooky or magical is going to happen here. And just relax. Now, if I were to ask you to imagine your favorite person, just pick one. You can do this later and pick another. Can you see them? Some people can see. That's a visual person. Some people can hear their voice. It's an auditory person. Some people can feel the feeling of how you remember them or the love. And that is a kinesthetic person. Most of us have a bit of all of them. But if you find yourself, you can't really picture someone, well, that's okay. What can you feel or what can you hear? So take a moment and see your person or feel them or hear them. Can you sense what their hair is like? Maybe what clothes they're wearing? How did you feel when you were around them? Can you imagine a time where you had a good laugh with them? Perfect. Now, you can also imagine this. Imagine you're getting close to the front door of where you live. Can you see the door? Can you reach into your pocket or your purse, or wherever you keep your keys, and take out your keys? Can you feel those keys in your hand? Can you see yourself finding the right key to go into the lock? Now, put the key into the lock and turn it. Open the door and walk in. What do you see in your house? Is there a hallway? Are there steps that you go up to? Is there a main room or foyer you go into? And just take a look around. And if you want to take a seat on your couch or a favorite chair or at your kitchen table, go do that. Can you feel it? Can you see it? If there are any other people that live with you or little furried friends, can you imagine them? And one last place we're going to travel together, okay? I want you to imagine either your favorite vacation destination, somewhere, if it's a beach, where you can be on a chair or on a towel in the sand, and you can be alone and you can relax. It may be in a park and you can sit on a park bench. It may be in the woods or by a stream. And if you can't pick a favorite vacation spot or a favorite location, I want you to make one up in your mind. So for this, for me, I've got a favorite place in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Even though I haven't been there in years, I can feel myself walking down some steps to the beach, finding a nice lounge chair, putting down my towel. I'm doing this in the morning. Not many people are there. And I can settle myself on the chair. So wherever you have gone in your mind, I want you to just be there fully and look around. What does it feel like? What is the temperature like? What do you hear? What can you feel? I want you to give this a name, and the name can change. The name isn't important. But is it beach? Is it Cabo? Is it sitting by the stream? In the park? Whatever that may be, give it a name. The good news is you can return here anytime at all. When you do these kind of practices, you do a lot of great things for your body. You lower your heart rate, your blood pressure. You can relieve a lot of stress, certainly. But what I want to tell you is you just used your imagination. That is exactly the way our loved ones come in, through our images, through our feelings, through sounds, all of it. You, my friend, are a medium. We're going to take our next break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and if you remember in the last segment, I asked you to visualize a beautiful place or space and assign to it a word or a couple of words to identify it. Do you remember? Okay. Now, keep your eyes open, and I want you to say that word or those words to yourself. And I want you to visualize those things you visualized before. Eyes open. And for me, I'm sitting on a beach. I can feel sand in my toes. I can see clouds in the sky. I can see the ocean waves lap up on the beach. There's even a guy down the way selling silver jewelry to people. So imagine for yourself your place with all the sounds, the sights, maybe the smells, the feelings. All right, that's good. So your eyes were open, right? Yet you were still able to visualize and feel things using your senses. All right, so here's a little secret. When you see or work with a medium, they have their eyes open. You can put yourself in a somewhat altered state and be here, but also be over there. You may have driven your car and you find out you're so busy daydreaming that maybe you miss your exit. That is an altered state. So it is possible for our loved ones to be with us and drop into our imagination or this state while we're awake. Now, they can also do it while we're sleeping. You may say, Sandra, how do I know if it's them or if it's just a dream? How do I know if it's them or just my own mind? When our loved ones come in, there's some kind of intelligence to it, and there's always positivity or love, or both. If you were to have a nightmare and your loved one is saying and doing a whole bunch of things that you don't like, and you wake up really upset, that's your own subconscious. During the day, if you think of your loved one who's no longer here, and you remember the fight you had with them, again, not them, that's you. If all of a sudden you feel like they're right next to you or right behind you, and you get this sudden sense of love, or there's a flash of something fun or wonderful you did together, them. You have a dream, and your loved one is so real. It feels like so much clearer than any other dream you've ever had. And there's love. It feels real. You wake up feeling positive. That's them. We're always having our human mind, that
is trying to dictate and tell you, this is your imagination. Again, you have to remind yourself, yes, and that's how they communicate. Every Sunday on our free Sunday gatherings online, I get to witness our mediums, normally Carrie and Phil, bringing through loved ones to people in our online audience. The loved ones are always sharing what they see this person doing. So they are with us. They can see us. They can hear us. They certainly have jobs to do and lives to live, but they're only a thought away. So it's quite evident they're with us, even in some of the simplest of times. Certainly they give you privacy. They've lived a human life. They don't need to be with you all the time, but they're with you so much more than you can ever imagine. Next, this should be fun. I want you to keep your eyes open, and I want you to imagine that you've never heard of the term exercise. Never. Wouldn't that be great? All of a sudden, someone tells you that there's this thing you can do. You can run even faster. You can be even stronger, lift more things. You can have more energy. You realize that this heart that keeps you alive, you can make that stronger. And you think, oh my gosh, how do I do that? And this person says, oh, well, you can exercise. You can weight lift. You can do cardiovascular exercise like walking. You can do stretches and make your body more pliable so it feels better. And this occurs to you like a whole new world. But this person says, I can show it to you, but you're the one who needs to investigate it further and do it for yourself. So you can read books. You can watch videos. You can go to a gym. You can get a personal trainer. Or you can just figure it out yourself. But these things are all available to you. The very same thing holds true to what we are doing right now. Believe me, I'm just giving you a teeny tiny little taste, like the person telling you what's available when you exercise, okay? So whether you do this on your own, you take a class, you read books, the benefits come from you doing this. My intention with these episodes are not to sell you anything, but it is my passion to have every man, woman, and child know they are a human being, yes, but also a soul living a human experience. And there are so many things available. So for the last over 2 years, we've been doing courses on psychic and mediumship and sitting in the power and altered states and connecting with your spirit guides and doing inspired writing and letters from heaven, being able to write and feel the love and the messages from your loved one. No different than signing up for a gym. So that's my big sales pitch. If you want to come aboard, you know my website, wedontdie.com. Okay, next experience. And for this one, I do want you to close your eyes. And I want you to take a few nice deep breaths. I don't want you to go to any place in your mind. I want you to be very comfortable with where you are right now. And even though your eyes are closed, can you feel the chair you're sitting on? Can you pay attention to the sounds that are around you? Can you visualize the room or the area that you are in? With your eyes closed, what do you remember about where you're sitting? And I want you to imagine now that white light that's inside you again. And I want you to see it inside growing and growing. Again, till it just bursts out of your pores, filling the room that you're in. But this time, I want you to pay attention to where it goes. I want you to imagine this white light starts spreading 360 degrees around you. whether you're in a house or in a building somewhere or outside. Just imagine this light going further and further in every direction, even up and down. And imagine if you could see what's around you. And maybe you know from your neighborhood or the area that you are, but imagine now looking far off into the distance in front of you. And again, with your eyes closed, just imagine that you can see to your left and look as far as you can. And now behind you, what's back there? You don't need to strain to do this, just whatever you can recall. And then over to your right, imagine the energy reaches over. And with that now, I want you to remember that word for your special place. I want you to go there. And this time, if there is only one chair with you, I want you to put a second chair. If you're in the park and there's a park bench, there's plenty of room for someone else. And now I want you to think of someone who's no longer walking this earth that you love dearly, and have them sit in that chair. I want you to look at them and smile to them and see them smiling back. There may be a big hug involved, holding hands, tears of joy. I want you to feel what it's like to be with them. Can you hear their voice? When you look into their eyes, there's only love there and happiness. If they were to remind you of a special time or something fun that you did together, what do they tell you? What do you see? Now, your loved one is not going anywhere, but we are going to go for a break. So, if you want to take a couple of deep breaths while we're on the commercial break, just be there with your loved one. And not to worry, we're going to continue this when we get back, okay? You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
thought they were going to kill me. So I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
She's breathing right now?
Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are having some experiences together, aren't we? I'm having you visualize some things, trusting your soul knows the truth. You are a divine soul having a human experience. The moment we exit this body and take that last breath, we are with our loved ones in a beautiful place, and there is a whole world to investigate. So before the break, I left you in a beautiful place with your loved one. So we're going to go back there, okay? Also, you are going to hear some music start. It'll be very faint. This is a practice you can do anytime. You don't need me to walk you through it. In fact, anytime you think of your loved one and feel a shared memory or look at their picture and feel love, that is like you making the phone call. I'm ready to talk and I'm ready to listen. And they can lower their vibration to be with you as you raise yours. So close your eyes and a few deep breaths. And just be ultra aware of your surrounding area. And imagine your etheric body or your aura is all around, 360 degrees, up and down, and all around. Being ever so aware. And say your word or words again to yourself. And put yourself in that beautiful location. The sun may be shining. You might feel a cool wind, see a few white puffy clouds, and the other chair is there. It can be the same loved one or another. And I want you to just take a little time now and really absorb their presence. There will be love. There will be smiles. There probably will be hugs. But see them. See what they're wearing. Look into their eyes. Feel their skin on their arms. They're so real because they are real. They can be how you remembered them. But chances are, for themselves, they are at their perfect health and perfect age. And just spend a little time being together right now. And now they say they've got something to show you. So imagine getting up from your spot. And as you walk, you see almost a glittering fog or cloud. And slowly, as you walk through this cloud or fog, you see a very busy place. It is beautiful. Children are playing. There's laughter. There's all kinds of animals. People are doing work. And your loved one walks you just a little further. And there's a door. And then they say, close your eyes. And you hear the door open. And they bring you through the door. And as you open your eyes, you see so many people that you've loved in the past that are no longer walking on this earth. If your parents are there, you see them. Grandparents, if you have siblings or children or aunts and uncles, they're all there. And one by one, they walk up to you, throw their arms around you, so happy to see you. This is the best surprise party you've ever been thrown. Everyone healthy and well. And this room is huge. And you see your ancestors dressed in what they would wear 100, 200 years ago. And your pets are there too. You couldn't feel happier. And you feel so much love. You know you can return here anytime. And you know your loved ones are together and safe and very real. And now your loved one tells you they want to show you something else. So walk down a corridor with them. And into a room, which is almost a big movie theater with a big screen. And your loved one tells you all they need to do is think, and they're in this room. And what do they see on the screen? they see you, the earthly you. They see you in the morning when you wake up. They see you go about your day. They see you in the tough times and enjoy. But this isn't any ordinary movie theater. It's three-dimensional for them. They are standing by your side with every step you take. They are loving you. They know because they have traveled across the veil, the illusion of life and death. They have learned what you'll learn someday and how very real we are after we take our last breath as a human being. So they tell you, don't be afraid. And don't be sad. We're still here with you. And last, they put something else on the screen. They show you from the eyes of love. You now can witness yourself. Although you may think you have faults and you've made mistakes and have failures, they show you how every step you have taken has brought you to a special place for your soul. Every bit of your life has been a learning experience for you to learn and grow and love. And they show you a little bit of your future. Happy, healthy, whole, helping others. They tell you whatever you didn't accomplish on Earth, you can accomplish there. But slow down. Find joy in the little things. Be patient. Be kind. Be gentle on yourself. And as their final gift to you, your loved ones are in a big circle around you. And all together, they send powerful, healing love to you. Wanting you to remember, they are not gone, they are not far away. You will see them again, and your life here on Earth is very important. Your loved one who brought you into this special place returns you to your special place, whether on the beach or in the park. They remind you they are right here with you. All you need to do is remember love, and they will be there with you. So, my friend, when you are ready, open your eyes. I know this has been a different kind of episode, but just like going to the gym, you find out about something, and you can explore it more. I hope you've enjoyed it. I really invite you to come join us at WeDon'tDie.com. Click on the store. You can see the past and the upcoming things. Everything's recorded, so you can do home study courses, and everything's got a money-back guarantee. So with that, this is Sandra Champlain. Thank you for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.